Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending upon when you are listening. Yesterday we said that we please God by faith. We love God by obedience. If we want to please God, we invest our faith in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. If we want to love God, we obey Him by keeping His commands, spelled out for us so clearly in the Scripture. Last time we started exploring the connection between love and obedience in the book of Exodus chapter 20 and verse 6. God says He shows loving kindness to thousands, to those who love Me and keep My commandments. Notice how love Me and keep My commandments fit together. And then I just had time to read Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 7 through 11, where we again find the connection God makes to loving Him by obeying Him. This is Deuteronomy 7, verses 7 through 11. The Lord did not set His love on you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any of the peoples, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But because the Lord loved you and kept the oath which He swore to your forefathers, the Lord brought you out by a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know, therefore, that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God, who keeps His covenant and His loving kindness to a thousandth generation with those who love Him and keep His commandments, but repays those who hate Him to their faces to destroy them. He will not delay with him who hates Him. God will repay him to his face. Therefore, you shall keep the commandment and the statutes and the judgments which I am commanding you today to do them. Here, God reminds the Israelites that He did not choose them because of who they were, but God chose them because of who God is. The Lord loves them and keeps His covenant with them. God is the faithful God. And highlight verse 9, this is Deuteronomy 7, verse 9, in which God shows loving kindness to a thousandth generation with those who love Him and keep His commandments. Here again we have love for God alongside keeping His commandments. We love God by our obedience to God. Now, by the way, any of you doubting me when I told you last week that those who do not love God actually hate God, here again is biblical proof. Notice that God repays those who hate Him. Those are sobering words. God will repay those who hate Him to their faces to destroy them, says verse 10. He will not delay, He will repay. So the people of God both then and now must keep the commandment and the statutes and the judgments which He commands us. Each of us either love God or hate God. There is no in between. And the proof we love God is in how we live. Do we keep His commandments? Those who hate God do not keep His commandments. Those who love God do keep His commandments. That is clear. Notice the very last words I read in verse 11. I am commanding you today to do them. Do. To do them. That is, be active. Do. Actively obey God in our lives. So we have Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 7, and now Nehemiah 1. Don't get jumpy. This is the last text we will look at in the Old Testament today. As we move through this testament, we come to the books of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, and then Ezra and Nehemiah, which is just before Esther. And in Nehemiah chapter 1, we meet the man Nehemiah when he is in captivity in Susa. And he had a visit from some men from Judah, and he inquires of them concerning the homeland of Israel, and specifically Jerusalem. This is what Nehemiah is told in verse 3. I am reading Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 3. They said to me, "The remnant there in the province who survived the captivity are in great distress and reproach. And the wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates are burned with fire." After getting this report, Nehemiah responds, I want to pick up the reading at verse 4 and go all the way down to verse 9. Most of what I read will be a prayer, and this is one of the greatest prayers in all of the Bible. I really believe that. I hope you can join me in your Bible either now or later. In Nehemiah 1, starting with verse 4, Nehemiah writing, "When I heard these words, I sat down and wept and mourned for days, and I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven. I said, I beseech you, O Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God who preserves the covenant and loving kindness for those who love him and keep his commandments. Let your ear now be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer of your servant, which I am praying before you now, day and night, on behalf of the sons of Israel, your servants, confessing the sins of the sons of Israel, which we have sinned against you. I and my father's house have sinned. We have acted very corruptly against you, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the ordinances, which you commanded your servant Moses. Remember the word which you commanded to your servant Moses, saying, If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the peoples. But if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, though those of you who have been scattered were in the most remote part of the heavens, I will gather them from there and will bring them to the place where I have chosen to cause my name to dwell." This prayer continues on from there, but let me pause here and say that this is a great prayer of repentance for sin. Nehemiah acknowledges that the reason the Israelites have been taken captive by the Babylonians is because of the Israelites' sin against God. The reason Jerusalem is in such a mess is because God's people have been woefully disobedient. I love how Nehemiah takes personal responsibility for his own sin and the sin of his fathers. That is verse 6. "We have sinned against you. I and my father's house have sinned." He seeks God's forgiveness for his sin. Like me, are you praying for God to forgive the sins of us, his people, this day? Are you praying for God to revive and renew the hearts of Christian people in your church and in other churches? Friends, that is good. That is so very good. Keep it up. But do not forget that you also sin against the living God. I sin against God, and we need to plead his forgiveness for us as well. Revival and renewal starts with you and me. Nehemiah is our example. And I want to encourage you to read the book of Nehemiah. What is prominent in this text from Nehemiah chapter 1 is this: we love God by our obedience to God. Nehemiah emphasizes this repeatedly in his prayer. Verse 5, the great and awesome God who preserves the covenant and loving kindness for those who love him and keep his commandments. You are hearing it again. What goes together? Loving God and keeping his commandments. For whom does the great and awesome God preserve his covenant and loving kindness? He does this for those who both love him and keep his commandments. And keeping the Lord's commandments means obeying him, doing what he says to do, not doing what he says not to do. Again in verses 8 and 9, Nehemiah recounts for God what God has said through Moses. If the Israelites were disobedient, they would be scattered. And sure enough, they were. The Babylonian captivity. This is why Nehemiah was not in Jerusalem, but in Susa. But verse 9, if the Israelites will return to God and keep his commandments, doing them, then God will gather them and bring them back to Jerusalem. Keep reading the book of Nehemiah to see what happens. And for those of us praying for spiritual revival in our countries, I commend to you this prayer as one you can copy and genuinely, with your heart in it, use before God. Pray the prayers of the Bible back to God today from your heart. We have been hearing the same message for 2 days now. Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 7, and Nehemiah 1. We love God by obedience. How do we know that we are loving God at this hour? We obey him. Our obedience is a reflection of our love. Our obedience is a reflection of our love. And there will be more to say about this tomorrow on God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.